Now, the city of Moreton Bay is the home of a large cohort of people who are adventurous, they're risk takers, they're big-hearted, and sometimes a combination of all three. Ordinary people with extraordinary stories to tell. And today, Morning Magazine is chatting with one of those people, and we're talking to Sharon Scrone, a relief teacher, yes, but no ordinary relief teacher. Good morning, Sharon, and welcome to 101.5.
Hi, Rosemary.
Now, Sharon, you're about to tackle a grueling 360-kilometre bike ride through Vietnam and off to Cambodia to fundraise for a particular charity. Now, what first inspired you to get involved with the Cambodian Children's Fund, Sharon?
Well, back in 2012, I watched an episode of Australian Story on ABC. I was deeply moved when they shared the story of this inspirational Australian. As a high school dropout, he began his work experience at a drive-in movie theatre and worked his way up through the industry to become president of 20th Century Fox in Hollywood. After great success on famous blockbuster movies, he resigned and went to Cambodia to set up schools and help a desperate community who was living on a rubbish dump and locked into scavenging for a living. From this extreme poverty came a new beginning, and Scott Neeson created Cambodian Children's Fund. And when I saw what he had done, I wanted to help.
And I saw that as well. It was quite moving. Now, Sharon, this isn't just any bike ride. It's a mission to raise funds for the two kindergartens over there. Can you tell us a little bit about the impact that these kindergartens will have on children's lives in Cambodia and what $80,000 could mean for their whole future?
Yes. Well, I've seen this firsthand. I've been over several times. And these children come from extreme poverty. Firstly, when they arrive at kindergarten each day, they are washed, fed, given clean uniforms to wear, and provided with schooling. If Cambodian children are lucky enough to go to public schools, there is one teacher to 70 children. But at the CCF kindergartens, there's one teacher to about 24, so the ratio is great. The kindergarten atmosphere is calm and happy, and the students are so keen to learn. Once they're enrolled, they are then promised an education right through to university if they choose. And this is the wonderful thing. So it sets up hope for their future and is breaking the poverty cycle forever. The $80,000 that we're raising provides the running costs for this kindergarten because there is no public funding for CCF. Everything they do is reliant on donations from the public.
Now, Sharon, there's 21 riders, and mostly from Australia, which is quite amazing, and you're all coming together for this challenge. What's going through your mind as you prepare for 6 days of intense cycling across two countries?
Well, firstly, how can I fundraise and support this cause that I am so passionate about? After having been in the kindergartens and provided professional development for their teachers, I wanted to be able to help them further on their journey. Secondly, my second thought was I must get fit and to do the 360 kilometres. And the third thing was what unexpected things could we encounter? Because last time when I did this ride 2 years ago, after heavy night rain, we had to ride through mud where even the trucks got bogged. And then we struck an unexpected hill that went on for 4 kilometres and I thought I was going to die. And then we had to ride across the Mekong River on a bridge that was made solely from bamboo.
Oh, getting a little bit scary there, Sharon. Now, we're going to break now just for a song. Would you be happy to stay with me until we've come back?
Sure.
Thank you. Now, I'm delighted to say that we still have Sharon Scrone with us. And, of course, Sharon is doing that Cambodia ride for children. Now, Sharon, you've visited the Cambodian Children's Fund 6 times before. What is the most powerful moment that you've witnessed that keeps you so committed and to be supporting this charity?
Well, the most salient moments for me were on the night walks that I did with Scott Neeson. Every night he walks around the community that they've created and visits each of the homes, finding out what the families need. It's amazing. Old ladies just hug him and speak to him in Khmer, their language. Children follow him around as if he's the Pied Piper. Mm. Everyone clearly loves him. He's done so much for thousands of people that live there, and yet he knows everyone by name. He can tell me about them, and he even knows their birthdays. They call him Rain Man. He takes an assistant on these walks who records the people who need medical help, who needs more rice, who should be in school, which children should be in school, etc. I've never witnessed a human being who has made such a profound difference to the lives of so many people.
Now, Sharon, tell us about the connection that you've made with the community through the Cambodian Children's Fund, and how has this experience changed your perspective on making a difference in the world?
Well, I have a sponsor child, and I've picked up another girl that was severely abused and is living in foster care. And we have regular contact. I send them goodies for special occasions, visit them twice a year. I also sponsor a granny, as CCF has established a program to support the older people. There is no pension or financial support for old people in Cambodia, so CCF has set up a housing community and food support for them. Many old people are on their own as their families were killed by the Khmer Rouge, and they have been through a lot of suffering. One granny I met witnessed her husband and her 12 children shot to death. My granny was one of two survivors in her family who didn't die from starvation. They've been through so many atrocities. In the program, the grannies, though, foster children, and that gives them a purpose. They look after the children, love them, and pass down the customs and traditions. For me, connecting with these people who are happy and loving when they have been through so much is a joy, and that inspires me to help.
As it would, Sharon. Now, with that 360-kilometre bike ride from Vietnam to Cambodia in the new year, is aiming to raise that $80,000 that you spoke about before. I believe you're currently at $63,000, Sharon?
Yes, and yep. Even overnight it's gone up to $64,000 now, which is great.
Now, if you would like to get into the true spirit of Christmas, people, and you would like to donate to such a worthy cause, go to the Cambodian Children Fund's website and search Sharon Scone. Now, I think that would be an absolutely beautiful Christmas gift to give anyone, Sharon. Mm. Now, when you come back from your trip, do you reckon you can come and have a little chat to us? And we'd be keen to hear about your adventures and your trials and tribulations, no doubt, that would have occurred. You'll do that?
Yes.
You'll come back and talk to us?
I'd love to, Rosemary. And I just wanted to say one thing too, is that any donations are tax deductible in Australia. And if you are able to donate anything at all, it would be great, because I'm very close to reaching my goal. I'm nearly at $11,000, so it's pretty exciting for me.
That's, well, you've only got about $11,000 to go. Is that right? Yes. Yes. Sharon Scone, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us here this morning and keeping our community connected. If you'd like to hear this interview again, go to the 101.5 website and click on podcast, and you'll hear Sharon share these beautiful, heartwarming adventures with you. Thank you, Sharon. We'll look forward to hearing from you when you get back, and I'm sure you'll get to that $80,000.
Thanks so much.